I voted against the Baywalk vacation. I really didn't see that it solved any issues. I know there was a real concern with security as far as the protesters that went there on several occasions that did tend to block the sidewalk, and also unruly teens that also congregated around there. But I don't think that that really was the true reason for the failure of Baywalk, and think that there were a lot of other things that needed to be addressed instead of just concentrating on that one issue.
And the Tampa Bay Rays in the past have asked for a new stadium, and they might ask again in the future. What's your position on a new stadium for the Rays?
Well, I think history of baseball in St. Petersburg is extremely important. We now have lost spring training, and I think, like any other business, it's very important to keep the Rays in St. Petersburg. I think it's obvious that the new stadium would not be put down on the waterfront. I think the citizens made that very well clear. But we actually have a good ownership group that I think is willing to work with the community on an alternative. I was the only one on council that recommended that if a new stadium is needed, that we build it at the current site on the parking lot and redevelop the space where the current stadium sits. We made a commitment to the individuals in that community that there would be redevelopment there that would bring jobs to the area. That has not come to fruition as much as I'd like to see, and I think this is an ideal opportunity. If there are other monies other than the revenue stream that we currently give to the Rays that are necessary to provide a new stadium, then I think that's something that's going to have to go to a referendum.
The city of St. Petersburg does not have curbside recycling right now. Is that something you think will change in the near future?
Well, I'm very hopeful that it will change. In fact, the county was supposed to start as of January 1st, and I know that things have changed there. There are some discussions in the work. The bottom line is, are we going to get paid for the end product? The city of St. Pete does a lot already for recycling, but with over 120, I think, drop-off spots throughout the city for different waste bottles, plastics, paper, brush and refuse. We do need to do more with our construction materials and debris, but I do think that soon we will see curbside recycling in St. Pete.
We're speaking with Leslie Curran, City Council member in St. Petersburg District 4. In the primary election, people vote only within their district, but in the general election, which is coming up in November 3rd, everyone in the city can vote for all five city council seats that are in the running. What are your thoughts about that system?
Well, it's a little unique. Not a lot of communities do it that way, but I think it's a good system. I think the downside of it is, however, that we need to do a little more education because a lot of individuals still feel that when they go to the ballot box on November 3rd, they're still just voting for their district, not realizing that they can vote citywide. I think what it does is gives a council member not just a good perspective on their district alone, but also reminds them that they are representing every constituent throughout the city. And I support that system and would like to see it maintained.
And finally, what are some reasons why a voter should vote for you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, I've been on city council now for a total of 12 years. I represented District 8 from 1989 to 1997, was off for 8 years, and then reelected in 2005 to serve District 4. I have a record of proven leadership. I have the ability to work with people all across the community, all segments, whether it be small businesses, large corporations, neighborhoods. I'm very strong in the arts and cultural community. And I think, especially now with the economy in the state that it is, we're going to have a lot of challenges brought forward to us, but we also have a lot of opportunities. And I think we're going to need somebody in council that can continue to work with all segments of the community and bring people together. And I have that proven record of leadership and would appreciate to continue for another 4 years and ask the voters to support me on November 3rd.